This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, April 4th. God's word to you today is He lives. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, verse 19, and it says, "In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you are going to see me because I am alive and you are about to come alive." This is taken from the Message translation. Happy resurrection. Jesus is alive, and that is a big deal. John 14 verse 19 says, "In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you are going to see me because I'm alive and you are about to come alive." Jesus made this statement the night before he was crucified. We can say that because Jesus is alive, we have come alive. Easter is all about coming alive. There is a story I like to tell every Easter when I get the opportunity to share God's word. I have been sharing this story every Easter for more than 13 years, and every Easter when I share it, it is like the first time, at least to me. Only Jesus has and offers resurrection power. It was not bestowed upon him. Jesus earned resurrection power. On the cross, when Jesus was crucified, the enemy was excited and rejoicing. "We got him," they said. "But wait, we need to finish the job." Jesus was buried, and Satan declared a week-long party in hell. Day one, the celebration was in full gear, and every demon that existed was present. Day two, more drinks, more celebrating. On day three, while they were rejoicing, suddenly they heard footsteps approaching. Who could that be? They took a roll call, and everyone was present. So, who was coming? The steps grew louder and louder. A demon was sent to check who it was. The demon got to the gate, saw it was Jesus and the host of heaven, and it ran back with this report. "You will not believe it. It is Jesus Christ of Nazareth." At the mention of the name of Jesus, Satan and all his demons fell flat on their faces. Struggling to get on his feet, Satan said, "Have you not been told never to mention that name here?" The demon responded, "But it is he." "No, we buried him." "He himself said it is finished," Satan said. They rushed to the gate, and sure enough, it was Jesus. An angel let out a loud cry. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Hell challenged, "Who is this King of glory?" "The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? "The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory." The gates shattered, Jesus entered, took the keys of death and hell from Satan and bruised its head. Then he went to free David, Abraham, Solomon, and all the patriarchs and led them to heaven. The devil and its demons sat there defeated. They said, "We are finished." The week-long party was cut short. Every party your enemy declares over you will be cut short in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus said, "It is finished." So anyone that thinks you are finished is in for a big shocker, because resurrection power is coming over your life and situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. He is risen, he is risen, and he lives forevermore. He is risen. He is risen. Come on and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.